Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of understanding the five levels of leadership. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, and she is a Maxwell Leadership Certified team member, the fabulous Tracy Yoder, the founder of TYJ Coaching and Consulting. Welcome, Tracy.
Well, thank you, Paul, for that great introduction. Appreciate the little shout out on being fabulous. I'm not sure about that, but I am definitely a veteran of the multifamily industry. I'm very passionate about it. It's been about 35 years now. I think I'm going to age myself a little bit by stating that, but thrilled to be on your show again. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. And you've been on several times, and you always bring the receipts with you. So I'm really looking forward to the discussion, as I'm sure our listeners are, about leadership and how principles of Maxwell leadership can benefit the folks who work in multifamily at every level, not just executive, but throughout, you know, on-site teams as well. So why don't you give us an overview of what the five laws of leadership are and why they're so important?
Yeah, absolutely. And to back up just a minute, to your point, Paul, you're spot on. I mean, I've personally been in a lot of different positions within the multifamily industry, starting years ago, being on site, working, you know, in the corporate offices, being on the, you know, asset management side as well as the operations side. So I think why the John Maxwell certification program really spoke to me was that I found that you need these leadership and these different levels of leadership that we're going to get into here in a minute, really at every level, every position, and truly spoke to me as it relates to multifamily. So just to kind of back up on kind of the background on John Maxwell, I know a lot of the industry multifamily folks that are probably listening in on the program have either heard of John Maxwell or have, you know, read a book, podcast, something. He's obviously a well-renowned speaker and has sold more than 24 million books in 50 languages, specifically on leadership. And what's pretty interesting to me is that he initially developed the five levels of leadership in his book, Developing the Leader Within You, which was actually written back in 1993, and felt so passionate about the five levels of leadership that he kind of discovered while writing this book, that in 2011, he wrote a book just on the concept of the five levels of leadership. So just to kind of give you a little bit of that background, it's definitely a big, big topic that kind of transcends, you know, all industries, specifically the multifamily industry and all different roles within the industry. But, you know, just kind of high level, and we're going to, you know, dig into the different levels and what they mean in the future, you know, parts of this program. But, you know, we're going to start at level one. It's kind of basic. You know, we start at the bottom. The level one is about position, really known as kind of the level of the rights of your right to lead. Your level two is about permission, also known as the leadership level of relationships. Level three is all about production, which is really kind of the key in as the results of your leadership. Level four is all have to do with people development and really how you can kind of develop the next leaders within your organization. And finally, we're going to talk about level five, which is the pinnacle. I mean, that's the top of the list, if you will. And that's really the highest leadership level and reaching the level of respect. And, you know, the different relevance of these leadership levels, and I kind of speak a little bit directly to kind of my experiences, is you go through these different levels throughout your career and you continue just to kind of build on them. I think it's important in all walks of life and all different industries, but, you know, especially resonates with me specific to the multifamily, is that in your leadership roles, you've got a lot of job responsibilities, not just leadership. Sometimes you lead, you know, multiple types of positions. Sometimes you lead people in different levels of leadership themselves. You're leading now different generations in the multifamily industry. And I hope that everyone, you know, if anybody takes things away from today's episode, is that the levels of leadership are truly kind of universal and covers whatever position that you may be within the multifamily industry.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned something. We've had several discussions on the show with different guests over the years that industry always changes from the standpoint of people from different generations coming in. You know, I'm of the baby boomer generation. So, you know, technology and things like that are a little bit more difficult for me. And I have a different way of wanting to be approached and to work within a system than, let's say, a millennial would or whatever. How do you work within the Maxwell system?
Then, you know, that is, interestingly enough, it is part of level two of the leadership kind of, and that's really about building relationships and kind of connecting. And that's really where, Paul, you'll see a lot of conversation about the different generations. Because to your point, you know, how you lead somebody that's just getting into the industry versus kind of a veteran, if you will, are going to be completely two different styles. You know, some people prefer email, some people prefer text, some people prefer, you know, one-on-one communication. So how you communicate to those that are following you is going to be key. And that's really in the level two piece of the leadership series.
Yeah. And talk a little bit more about some of the things that, as far as the relevance of the leadership.
Yeah, I think the true thing here is that, you know, it's important for everybody in the leadership roles in our industry and in any leadership position to understand where you are in their leadership journey. And it truly is a journey. You're not going to step into one position and immediately kind of conquer all five levels of leadership. So I think most importantly, it's really to understand kind of where you're at in your leadership journey. And something that we'll talk about, and I'll mention several times throughout the series here, Paul, is going to be that you don't decide what level you're at. I think that's a big conception as far as leadership, thinking, you know, I'm at this certain level. You don't decide that. The people that you lead, the people that are following you, are the people that are going to decide what kind of level that you're at. So as we kind of go through these different levels, it's really important to remember kind of when we go through this, once you understand where you're at and which level that you're at, then you know how to increase your effectiveness as a leader at kind of all different levels.
I'm just curious, is it apparent when other people decide where you're at? Is it an epiphany that you have, or how do you know?
I think sometimes, in some cases, absolutely, you will know immediately through just kind of how that person is following you. I think sometimes it's not going to be so apparent. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to be at a certain level under one person and maybe a different level on other people. It's really, again, dependent on, you know, what your followers are thinking about your leadership style. And everybody's going to be a little bit different. You're going to be at different levels with different people. So, you know, and it's kind of interesting because I know that I'll give you just maybe a couple of examples. You know, a regional manager manages a portfolio and usually has, you know, several direct reports, which are usually managers, but she also she leads, you know, big portfolios and can also be seen as a leader to all of her site team members. Her level of leadership is going to, and the perception of her leaders or her followers are going to be a little bit different from position to position. And the same as a property manager or community director. They definitely lead their entire on-site team, but they're going to have different levels of leadership because they have obviously usually a lead maintenance, or maybe a head of marketing. So again, different levels for different positions. Hopefully that makes more sense or answers your question.
It does. We've got about 1 minute left, and I was thinking about going in the other direction too. You know, if a regional manager is managing a portfolio for an owner, what can you do about the perception of the owner about leadership of the regional manager?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's going to be all about, and I think this is where we get into a key of the different levels. And again, it falls a lot into level two as far as the kind of the relationship building. You know, perception is reality, right? So if an owner perceives a certain regional manager as leading her team well, it may be through the fact of the results, which we'll talk more about in level three, or just the connection that they're making. But there's different levels and different perceptions. So you bring up a great point, though. The ownership piece of this does not stay, you know, in the property management space, if you will, right? It's not, you know, strictly regionals or operations. You can bring in your client relationships, your supplier partners, you know, all these can have kind of different ramifications when it comes to different leadership styles.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers, Water, and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's PLUMMER.com.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of understanding the five levels of leadership. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, and she is a Maxwell Leadership Certified team member, the amazing Tracy Yoder, the founder of TYJ Coaching and Consulting. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Tracy, in the first segment, we talked a lot about the kind of an overview of the different levels, the five levels that you stated, and the relevance and how it applies, how it can potentially apply to multifamily folks, whether no matter what level of they are, whether they're on site or regional or whatever it might be. Let's start to dig in and kind of drill down on what the levels are. And let's start with level one.
Okay, great. Well, level one, and I mentioned in the first segment, it kind of goes in order of, you know, your growth and your leadership journey. So level one is considered the position leadership level. This also can be known as the rights. And this is really about, it's about yourself. And I doubt that John Maxwell kind of labeled it this way, but I kind of call it the all about me position. And that's because it's really leadership by position. And that's it. I mean, the only thing that gives this person authority to be a leader is truly their position. Again, it's the lowest level of leadership. It's the entry level, if you will. It's the only level that requires really no ability or effort to achieve. At level one, people only follow if they believe that they have to, or a better way of putting that is probably if they just report directly to you. It's just a part of their job. Because of this, level one leaders don't automatically result in influence. An example just might be maybe somebody that's newly promoted on site, you know, at least an associate that maybe was promoted to an assistant manager, and now they're kind of in this leadership role and people kind of feel like they have to report to them. It also can apply to if somebody gets promoted and kind of moved to a site that they haven't been in, you know, a leadership role, you know, with these certain associates too. So, you know, level one is really about people having to report to this person solely based on the position. And although it's the lowest level of the leadership and seems like it's a place that most leaders probably don't want to be in or stay at, it's level one, it's the bottom, it's really a prime place for you to begin investing kind of in your own personal growth and potential as a leader. If you choose, I mean, not everybody wants to be leaders and, you know, grow up kind of the food chain, especially in the multifamily industry. There are some really great, strong, you know, I'll use leasing associates, professionals as an example that there are. They're salespeople. They don't need a team below them to lead. They just want to sell. They want to lease apartments. They want to make commissions, and that's what they want to do. And that's okay. But the true leaders, if you are in level one, that is a place that you're really going to use this time to learn to lead yourself through priorities and self-discipline, and then you'll really be ready to move on to the next level.
Okay.
This is what I'm really passionate about. So
Go ahead. We've got about 7 minutes left.
Okay, perfect. So level two is called the level of permission. And this is the level about other people and their mindset to help others. The team is now buying into the person and the leader. So in short, level one, they have to follow you, right? It's basically, you know, the food chain or the org chart where they have to report up to you. Level two is because they want to follow you. So level two is probably the biggest jump in leadership levels that we're going to talk about today. Level two is all about based on relationships. And to grow at this level, leaders really need to work on getting to know their people and connecting with them individually. When you like people and treat them as individuals that have value, you develop a positive influence with them and trust. I mean, trust is really what it's all about. And, you know, I want to kind of, I'll use an example of when I was out on site. You know, here I was a new manager. I had been at this property for quite some time, but not in a leadership role. Now I'm a manager, and now I've, you know, some coworkers have now turned into, you know, folks that lead, you know, have to follow me. So I was definitely at a level one with them. Now I'm trying to connect at different levels. And I had a maintenance associate that had brought in lunch, and he shared this lunch with me. And I just, you know, went on and on like, gosh, this is great. Your wife cooks great. And every day after that, he brought me lunch from the wife that cooked. So that's just an example of really connecting with, you know, somebody at the different levels of leadership. And that's just one of many, many examples I think, you know, probably a lot of folks on this call have. Mm-hmm. It's all about connection. And really a thing to, I think, to take away from this level of leadership is, you know, what your team needs and wants to know, Paul, is can you help them? Do you care about them? And probably absolutely most importantly is, can they trust you? And once this foundation of trust is made, and it really needs to be authentic, I mean, it's really important not to break this trust. With all these questions that they're asking themselves, they go from having to follow you to wanting to follow you. And this is a great, great step in this whole leadership series. I mean, getting to this level of leadership, you have to be intentional, and it has to be on an individual basis. So our industry certainly can be compared to as a team sport, but obviously with very unique individuals, and they've got different roles, different places in their career. So you can't lead everybody in the same way, as we kind of spoke about a little bit earlier. And how you communicate is definitely going to be a key for the leadership and the connection with each of these different people that you lead.
We've got about 4 minutes left. Do you want to go to level three, or?
Yeah, we can jump into level three. I mean, level three is an important level because now that you've gained trust with, you know, the people and your team members that work under you, you know, level three is all about production and all about results. So in this level, leaders who produce results start building their influence even more and their credibility. So people still follow you because they want to, but they also do it because it's more than just relationships, right? It's about leaders and their track record. So at this level, it's about where work gets done, morale improves, profits go up, turnover goes down, all these great things happen. And the more you produce, the more you're able to tackle, you know, some of the tough problems and face the challenges. So leading and influencing others becomes a lot more fun. It's when everyone's kind of moving towards the same goal, all the team kind of rises to a whole nother level. But I think it's also important to where a lot of leaders, when they get to this point, they also have to make sure that they're holding their teams accountable. Because if they don't, you know, they've already kind of gained their trust and they've built this relationship. They've built a, you know, they've proven themselves with credibility. But you also, it's really important to, you know, hold your teams accountable to keep their credibility with the rest of the team members. You know, this is one of the levels too, Paul, that's probably the most tangible because, you know, a lot of companies have KPIs. A lot of people have goals, a business plan, budgets. I mean, all these different things that they're, you know, are definitely kind of quantifiable data. And this is a very tangible level of leadership and as far as success. You know, level two that we talked about is very intangible because it's relationship-based, where this level of leadership really can be seen through, kind of like I mentioned, the data points. So a great leader at level three can gain some great momentum. I think everybody on this listening to this call today knows that you've got great momentum, you know, property at lease up, you know, a great team members, promotions, it just continues to build off of that. So level three is all about production. And you've already gained the trust, and now it's just all about the data points and continuing to gain that credibility with your team members.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to kind of back up just a second for something you said about level two with communication and how important communication is. What tips can you give to the audience about some different ways to try to communicate with the different levels of people that you're leading?
Yeah, I think that, you know, as part of our just kind of, you know, tech savvy world that we're entering, we're so much into the social media and texting and emailing. And, you know, I've had, you know, personal experiences too, that we were in your offices and, you know, people are emailing and texting each other, you know, and they're literally across the room from each other. And regardless of the preference of communication, I do think, you know, having FaceTime, having kind of some of those, you know, old school rules of, you know, in-person meetings just cannot be replaced. It just really can't be because it's hard to pick up true, you know, leadership vibes, if you will, through a telephone or through, you know, an email or even through like a Zoom call or something like that. I don't think anything takes the place of in-person meetings where a lot of the key communication. So if you're going to have a lot of key communication, it may be more of a simple way to just email or to text, but you really lose kind of some of your credibility on how important that person is, kind of back to that building the relationship. If you don't give them the time and courtesy and value of meeting that person kind of in person, if you will, which doesn't happen a lot. I think we're losing a little bit of that kind of as our industry continues to grow. But I do think that we need to kind of get back to the basics when it comes to some of that communication.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's great advice. Well, we're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order. Zentra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zentra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zentra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zentra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zentra.co, 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 or contact your Allegion representative. Application fraud in multifamily is a major challenge we're all contending with today, and the risk is ever increasing, making it more important than ever to strive for driving delinquency to 0%. If you could eliminate the worst form of application fraud with just a few clicks, you would, right? With PayScore, accuracy is everything. By automating income verification, they deliver clear, concise, and 100% bank-verified income reports in minutes. No more doubts, delays, or fraud. Just the truth about applicant income. PayScore. Accurate, easy, safe. Visit PayScore.com and start verifying with confidence. PayScore. Click, verify, relax.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We're discussing the topic of understanding the five levels of leadership. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, and she is a Maxwell Leadership Certified Team Member, the fantastic Tracy Yoder, the founder of TYJ Coaching and Consulting. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom utility allowance models. Zentra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zentra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. So Tracy, in the last segment, we discussed to kind of drill down into each of the first three levels, and we've got two more to go. Let's start with level four.
All right, sure, Paul, thanks. So level four, I know we've talked about levels one through three, and to get to the level four is a great level. This means that you've been in leadership for quite some time, and you've really definitely built relationships and credibility, probably over the span of several years. Getting to this level does not happen overnight in the leadership journey. But level four is about people development, and people also call it kind of the reproduction level, if you will. Now, not reproduction in the sense of actual work being reproduced, but it's really spending and committing time on other leaders. So at this point in your career, your goal at this level is really to identify and develop as many leaders as you can by investing in them and helping them grow. When there are more effective leaders, I mean, you're just naturally going to find, you know, the organization's mission is going to, you know, be better accomplished. And kind of as a result of that, you know, things are going to do better. The organization is just going to, you know, function a lot better. The people you choose to develop may show great potential for leadership, or you just may have this intuition that they may be a diamond in the rough. Again, you've been doing this for probably quite some time when you reach level four. So sometimes you just have this gut instinct, even though they may be new into their position or even in the multifamily world. I know a lot of times we tend to recruit a lot of people that may be in sales or in retail and that just have this really kind of knack for customer service skills. This can be somebody, again, it would be a perfect example of that diamond in the rough where you can just see them really going places. So in this level of leadership, you as the leader have to kind of really make some hard decisions on who are the people that you're going to kind of invest your time in. And it kind of goes back to that 80-20 rule, Paul, right? To where you're going to probably, you know, invest your time more into those people that are going to, you know, produce the most results. It can be kind of a tough place to be, but the main idea is the same. When you invest in these people, you can certainly kind of reproduce more leaders. And the more you raise up these new leaders, the more you're going to change their lives and the members of their team. You know, as a result, people are going to follow you because of what you've done for them personally and professionally throughout growing their careers. And usually kind of as an added bonus, and, you know, I've had some great and been blessed with some great leaders that have been under me for quite many years, that some of these mentoring relationships usually like last a lifetime. You know, I spend, as most people do, a lot of time on LinkedIn and kind of the social media, and, you know, still keep in contact with a lot of people that I worked with, you know, years and years ago. So it's definitely, you know, an added bonus, and it's still these relationships that last a lifetime. But to grow to people to this development level, you really need to make sure that you're investing leaders. It's a priority for you, and take an intentional step every day to help them grow. And if you do this consistently and for a long enough time, you're just going to probably reap the benefits of the next level that we're going to talk about here shortly. But a lot of people can relate to kind of this level as building your bench strength. We hear that a lot in our industry, you know, especially those folks that, you know, may be asked to kind of, you know, find their own replacement, which is kind of a hard position to be, but that's probably the biggest compliment too. You never want to be stagnant in your position, and you always want to be kind of growing your bench strength. And that's where level four is. It's developing leaders that also add value to your own personal leadership journey. And sometimes, you know, there's a lid or a cap, if you will, after level three, where people kind of just stop there, but your real confident leaders want to continue to build people underneath them and just kind of continue on and kind of pass it forward, if you will. The greatest return is developing the next generation of leaders. I know, and I can speak, you know, directly on behalf of, you know, Houston Apartment Association, hopefully as a board member, to when I say this, is that we are all about the next generation of leaders. We have Lyceum programs. We have a, you know, a plethora of education programs to really kind of grow the next leadership. I know, you know, our next president, you know, our current president, Shelley Watson, that just got sworn in, is committed to, you know, growing, you know, our people within our industry. And that is a perfect example of being in the level four leadership position. And another key component to the people development is really empowering them. You know, only secure leaders will give power to their team members. And I know some leaders will say they like to delegate and empower, but it's really through kind of actionable items that you see this. And you really have to be a true secure leader about yourself and your leadership ability to be comfortable to kind of give that power away, allowing your team members to make decisions and even make mistakes. Being okay to allow more autonomy is where you're going to grow the next leaders. Some leaders are going to hire their top talent, but in level four, it's really about kind of promoting the top talent. And as leaders, you know, you should always value everybody on your team. But realistically, you just need to commit, kind of going back to what I said in the beginning of this, you have to choose who you're going to develop, who wants to go to the next level. Most of the time, you'll see kind of a self-selection of people that work for you that are always, you know, wanting to raise their hand for the next project, not waiting to be told to do something. So those are really the people that you want to focus on. And also they have to, you know, they have to produce though, right? I mean, you can't have somebody that wants to always do something, but can't get their job done at the same time. So there's, you know, you're usually at this leadership level at this point that you're wanting the next person to lead, and you're leading leaders. I mean, to sum it up, that's just probably the best way I can put, you know, level four is your people development.
Yeah, and we've got about 3 minutes left, which I'm sure is not enough time to cover level five. Why don't we get started with it, and then we'll come back to it in the fourth segment. We've got about 3 minutes
left here. Sure, absolutely, Paul. Well, level five, believe it or not, there's kind of lots of meat and potatoes more in the other levels. Level five is the pinnacle. I mean, by definition, it's certainly the most successful point of your kind of leadership journey, if you will. And this is where you have reached the point where not only you have proven yourself, you've gotten your credibility, you've created leaders, but this is the highest level of leadership, you know, rightfully so. And it's also the most challenging to attain because this is all about respect. And it's all about getting the respect of the people that you've led for all these years. It usually requires, a long time to kind of get to this point and long intention of kind of, working yourself as a leader. So you don't just reach level five unless you're willing to invest your life into the lives of others for the long haul. But if you stick with it and you continue to focus on both growing yourself and at every level and developing leaders who are willing to be able to develop other leaders and kind of, again, pay it forward, you're probably going to eventually find yourself at the pinnacle. So it's a big, big commitment to reach this level. But if you're there, you're in that role because you just truly inspire others. And again, this level of leadership, you have built really long-term, lasting mentorship relationships with a lot of people over the course of this leadership.
Yeah, and I would guess that it's probably that everybody tracks a little differently as far as time frame when they start with level one to get to level five. I mean, is there an expectation out there that someone should have so that they don't get discouraged?
No, there's not. To your point, Paul, and you hit it spot on. I mean, there isn't a time level. And again, it's not about you making the decision of what level that you're on. It's other people that you lead. So you may be, again, at different levels under, different people. I've got some folks, now I just have to use myself as an example because of, the years of the industry, but I have some folks that, I've worked with for 30 plus years, and we've worked together at several different companies. And I would say, I would hope that they would see me maybe as a level four, level five kind of level in their eyes. And then I've got, a lot of folks that I just recently have, crossed paths with in this industry that there's no way I could have reached a level five at this point from knowing them for a year. So it's really, kind of, there is no cookie cutter way of where you're at. It's really about kind of where you're understanding and knowing that, you're willing to grow, you're willing to, commit time into, building these relationships, building the credibility, building a lot of time and investing a lot of time to build these leaders. And that's when you'll really kind of get to that pinnacle level.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegiant has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegiant's access control product offerings, please visit usallegiant.com/MFM.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers Water and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's PLUMMER.com.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegiant representative.
We're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of understanding the five levels of leadership. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran. She is a Maxwell Leadership Certified team member, the awesome Tracy Yoder, the founder of TYJ Coaching and Consulting. I do want to take a moment again to thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegiant, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Tracy, we were able to get through in the previous segments all the levels where you were able to kind of drill down on them. Let's kind of do a summary here and talk about some of the key takeaways and how these levels can really relate to folks who work in the multifamily industry.
Sure, absolutely, Paul. It's interesting because we did touch on, you know, all the levels and a lot of valuable learning tools. I hope a lot of people will take some things away from this episode, but we've really only scratched the surface just on this one, you know, concept of the five levels. You know, I thought it was interesting when I was doing even, you know, research, even outside of the John Maxwell program that, he came up with this concept and then just wrote an entire book. So, you know, this episode and series does not cover, you know, all the level of details that you'll find in the book, but it definitely will scratch the surface. And, you know, one thing, and again, I became a big John Maxwell fan through the industry and, you know, through some of my, you know, mentors and some of my level five leaders, if you will, over the years that kind of turned me on to a lot of leadership books. And, you know, I continued to kind of gravitate to, you know, these different John Maxwell books. And the five levels of leadership really spoke to me because of just my background in the industry and the different you know, positions that I hold and really the different levels of leadership that I feel that I now recognize that I was in. I don't think I recognized it at the time, but certainly recognized it. You know, I recognize it now as I kind of, you know, do my own little, you know, homework and research on it. And for those of you listening that, you know, like leadership books and leadership podcasts and, you know, audio books or, you know, all the different mediums that you have on your leadership journey, kind of, you know, teach yourself some things. I also want to recommend the book of the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Paul, have you heard of that John Maxwell book?
I have heard of it, yes.
Yeah, that's a popular one. He wrote, believe it or not, in 1998. I mean, it's 27 years old, and you still mention it across kind of the industry. And I go back to, and I do actually refer to some of the reference, some of the laws, if you will. And it is a great way in the multifamily industry, whether you're a property manager, you're on site, your regional manager, or even at a higher executive level. It's really, you know, these levels of leadership and, you know, these 21 irrefutable laws of leadership are always good kind of conduits to, you know, start getting your team talking about leadership and helping them grow and kind of recognize what levels that they're at different positions. So you can really use a lot of these, you know, basic concepts in the different levels in the multifamily industry. So I have found it really super helpful in the last several years of my career. And I think it's really important to note here that, you know, the goal with the five levels is not to just move away from one level to go to the next and go to the next. Like you and I talked about earlier, Paul, it's not just about a timeline of reaching that pinnacle level. You have to really kind of build on to each level, right? So, and you're never done. You're never done with your leadership style, especially, you know, at all the different levels that you lead on. So, you know, I mentioned this in the beginning, and I think one of the most important things to remember here about the five levels of leadership is that you're not the one to decide what level you are. It's the people that follow you. And leadership is about growth, you know, not only for yourself and your relationships, but about your productivity and your people. And really to lead well, you've got to embrace your need for continued improvement. And the five levels provide you a leadership guideline for that. And it helps you with your leadership journey. I mean, you must know kind of where you're at to know where you're going. You know, as I was kind of preparing for this episode, I did my own little more research and kind of read some more about it and, you know, listened to some more podcasts. And, you know, one thing that I took away in a podcast that I listened to the other day was, you know, as a leader, don't leave stuff to them, leave stuff in them. And I thought that was a really, really powerful statement. So we've got, you know, such a great ability in the multifamily industry to make a big difference in people's lives, not just, you know, our team members, but our residents and our supplier partners and our owners, investors. So this really kind of resonated with me that we can truly make a difference in people's lives, you know, through these different levels of leadership.
We've got about a minute left before I want to transition. I wanted to ask you, for the folks that are listening to this, it's never too late to work on your leadership journey, but where do you think the sweet spot is right now? Is someone who is just starting out of the industry the sweet spot, or someone who's been a veteran for 20 years is in a sweet spot to learn more about these leadership principles?
I personally think that you're just never done at any level. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just in the last couple of years that I have gone through, you know, the certification program, I have learned so much. So just when you think that you know everything and you've been in every position and, you know, your resume looks great, you just learn something else and you have this aha moment, right? So I think it's going to be different, Paul, for everybody. I mean, I truly do. I think for me, personally speaking, I think, again, a big transition that we talked about is going from level one. You know, sometimes I think, you know, when you're young in this industry and you get that position of authority, you're there. You think you're the pinnacle already, right? Well, really, you're just at the level of leadership about because you have the right to be there. So you've got a long way to go to really build those relationships, build that credibility, build that trust, and really start developing, you know, others. So, you know, my, you know, two cents is to kind of be humble about where you're at in your leadership journey, because we always can grow ourselves. We can always kind of, you know, navigate back and forth. And again, you've got to build on top of these different levels. You're never going to reach one and just say, oh, I'm done, right? So it's just a continued like learning. I think we're never done trying to kind of, you know, improve on ourselves. So hopefully that answers your question, Paul.
It does. And I think that's a great ending to that part of the segment, we've got about 3.5 minutes left. So I want you to very quickly let everybody know how you got into the business, and then also talk a little bit about your coaching and consulting. If someone wants to reach out to you to find out more, how can they do that? And a little bit about what else is going on with you.
Sure. Well, it's a long story on how I got in this industry. I don't know if we have enough time, Paul, but I will. It's funny. My husband reminded me like 5 years ago that I had been saying that I had been doing this for 25 years for like 25 years, right? So he's like, do the math, and it's now been 35 years. So yeah. I started as a part-time, we called it leasing consultant back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you know, I'm aging myself, I know, but now it's called a lot leasing professionals, leasing consultants, leasing agents, you know, there's a lot of different titles. But I did start on site in a part-time position and just fell in love with it. Automatically, I just kind of knew this is my purpose. And that was just to help people, you know, all different levels, you know, teammates, residents, again, supplier members, the multifamily industry. We provide homes to people. I mean, I can't think of a lot more important jobs than that. You know, we provide these living environments. And so I started as a part-time leasing agent, and I held the assistant manager position and a manager position, worked myself up to district manager, regional manager. And, you know, then I reached the level of, you know, running, you know, obviously some big portfolios, as you know, up to 26,000 units in like 6 or 7 different states. So I have held a lot of different positions. And for the last, you know, 10 years or so, I've been blessed with, you know, holding some executive positions. But, you know, I did start at TYJ coaching and consulting. It's been kind of I don't want to call it a pet project, because it's been definitely a passion of mine for many years, the leadership piece of it. You know, as I've been working through this industry, I did decide to go get my certificate for coaching and consulting and mentoring and speaking and facilitating. And so this is something that obviously I am growing this business. So if anybody wants to reach out specific to TYJ coaching and consulting, you can simply go to my LinkedIn page at Tracy, which is TRACIE. Yoder, Yoder, and you'll find my list of services there. And I'd love to connect and to see how I can kind of, you know, improve upon yourself or your organization. In the meantime, Paul, I'm not done yet. I'm not done with, you know, making a change in this industry. So I am, you know, looking for different opportunities kind of as we speak, my next level in my journey, right? So I'm not done with this with multifamily yet. So, yeah. But I'm going to be doing TYJ coaching and consulting and as kind of a complement to, you know, being a multifamily executive. So we do have a very, you know, kind of short and sweet kind of mission statement at TYJ coaching and consulting. And like I said, it's pretty simple. It's just to inspire individuals and organizations to be their best every day. And I always kind of sign off those who know me well, know me as, you know, just trusting your journey. So TYJ does mean trust your journey. So I kind of leave you with that, Paul.
Well, fantastic. As I said in the beginning, you always bring the receipts. It's a great episode. Want to have you back again. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.